请坐。
Please be seated.
我们一同打开希伯来书第二章。
Let us turn to second chapter of Hebrews.
我们从第十四节读到第十七节的时候，你们一同开声来读。
Let us read from 14 to 17.
而你既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。第十七，我们大家一同的十七十八节，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，唯要在上帝的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能救拔凡被试探的人。他自己既被试探而受苦，就能救拔被试探的人。我们读经就到这个地方。我们上个礼拜 上一次在这里讲到，我们的肉身之中神怎么拯救我们。
And last time we were here we mentioned about how the Lord will save us physically.
肉体是一件重要的事情吗？
Is it important to be physical?
我们常常以为肉体就是我们灵性的一个捆绑。
We always think that our physical body is a trap for our soul.
肉体就是我们长进的一个拦阻。
And that our body is an obstacle to our growth.
所以许多的基督徒在追求成圣、追求灵性长进的过程中，曾经很讨厌，甚至好像咒诅自己有一个身体一样。
So sometimes Christians in the journey to sanctification always curse at their own body.
这种的宗教性是相当频繁，也是相当通行于各宗教里面。
And this is a common understanding among all faiths and religious understanding.
所以有许多的宗教把身体就当作我们灵魂的一个监牢来看待。
And many faiths treat the physical body as a prison for the soul.
这个从希腊2500年以前就曾经有个这样的观念。
And this comes from Greece from 2500 years ago.
这个叫做 Soma Sema Theory.
And this is called Soma Sema Theory.
也就是毕达哥拉斯的宗教观念传到现在。
And it's a concept from Pythagoras all the way now.
印度教的思想里面有这样的观念。
In Hinduism, they also have the same concept.
所以许多的宗教都对身体有相当看轻的一种观念在里面。
And many faiths despise the physical body.
但是直到神的话启示下来的时候，我们应当用完全不同的思想来看待这件事情。
But when the word of God is revealed to us, we ought to look at this from a different angle.
人是按照神的形象样式造的。
We were made in the image of God.
神造人的时候，使我们有一个身体，有一个灵魂。
When God made us, He gave us a body and a soul.
所以看得见的这一部分是由物质所建成的，这就是叫做我们的身体。
That which we can see is made by material things. This is our body.
看不见的部分是神自己吹气在我们里面，这就是叫做灵魂。
That which cannot be seen comes from the breath of God. This is our spirit.
所以人就成了一个有身体又有灵魂的一个活人。
And we become a living being with a physical body and a spirit.
这两个部分之间的关系是很微妙的。
And there is subtle relationship between the two.
我们因为知道自己有永恒的存在。
Because we know that we can exist eternally.
所以我们就知道我们自己是超越这个暂时的世界。
We know that we can surpass this temporal world.
像人有神的形象，有永恒的存在，但是人又有与物质的世界相同的一部分。
We have the image of God and this existence in eternity, but we have the similar physical body.
所以人的永恒就寄居在暂时的躯壳的里面。
Our eternity is living within a temporal body.
因为罪的缘故，神的荣耀离开了我们这物质的身体。
Because of sin, the glory of God has left our physical body.
因为罪的缘故，这物质的身体变成能朽坏的一部分。
Because of sin, our body becomes decayable.
这不但成了宗教动机，也成了宗教的错误的这个物质的身体的观念。
And this comes about that this results in the wrong understanding of the body.
那么基督教的圣经启示给我们的身体的价值。这种本质是什么？
But the Christian Bible reveals to us the true meaning of the body.
没有一个宗教比基督教对身体描写的更尊贵的可能。
Not a single faith is able to give the more accurate description of what the body is all about.
希腊人说我们的身体是我们灵魂的监牢。
The Greeks say that the body is the prison for our spirit.
圣经说 我们的身体是上帝的灵所居住的宫殿。
But the Bible tells us that our body is the temple of the Spirit of God.
这身体是非常荣耀的。
And the body is to be glorified.
这身体是非常尊贵的。
The body is to be honored.
因为这个身体成了神所居住的地方。
Because the body becomes the place where God would live.
我们的身体成了上帝的殿。
Our body is the temple of God.
是永恒的神，永生的上帝居住的所在。
It's the place where eternal God and ever-living God will live.
基督徒不可以随便损坏我们的身体。
So the Christian ought to honor their body.
基督徒不应当轻看自己的身体。
We ought not to despise our body.
因为这个身体使我们可以荣耀上帝。
Because this physical body enables us to glorify God.
保罗说：“你们是重价买回来的，所以你们要在你们的身子上荣耀上帝。”
Paul says that you have been purchased with a heavy price, so you ought to glorify God in your bodies.
从这个地方我们就看见了神救赎我们，跟我们的身体是有一种特殊的关系在其中的。
So we see there's a special relationship between the salvation of God and our physical body.
希伯来书第二章告诉我们，基督自己来替代了一个肉身的身体。
The second chapter of Hebrews tells us that Christ himself came to take on the physical body.
而你既然有血肉的身体，
since the children have flesh and blood,
他也照样亲自成了有血肉的身体。
He too shared in the humanity.
唯有借着死打败掌死权的魔鬼。
So that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death.
将基督的身体的目的就是使他可以死。
The purpose of Christ's physical body was so that he could die.
如果耶稣基督没有一个身体，他就没有死的可能。
If Jesus did not have a physical body, he would not be possible for him to die.
如果耶稣基督没有死的可能，就没有救赎你、救赎我的可能。
If there's no possibility of death for Christ, then he would not be able to save you and I.
所以这样基督的身体对真的救赎的可能，就变成一个绝对需要的一个重要的工具了。
Because of the need for salvation, the physical body of Christ became an absolute necessity.
讲基督有身体的时候，他是存一个怎么样的心来对神产生回应呢？
What kind of response did Christ have when he had a physical body?
你在希伯来书的第七章里面，你会看见一个很重要的话语。
In the seventh chapter of Hebrews, you see something very important.
希伯来书第五章里面。
And also in
希伯来书第四章里面。
Chapter four.
都有一些很特殊的话会表现出来。
All these chapters have very special meanings.
耶稣基督到世界上来的时候，他就说：“父啊，我感谢你，因为你曾经为我预备了一个身体。”
And Jesus came to the world and he said, "God, I thank you because you have prepared a body for me."
这就是基督徒对身体的一个新的观念。
This gave us a new concept towards the body.
我们为这个身体的存在感谢上帝吗？
Do we give thanks for our physical body?
我们为了有这个身体，我们可以荣耀上帝，感谢上帝。
Do we give thanks because we can glorify God through our bodies?
人在身体之中不是成为我们的咒诅，是成为我们的祝福。
A body should not be our curse, but be our blessings instead.
那耶稣基督有身体。
Jesus Christ had a body.
是像我们一样有身体。
Just like us.
我们像上帝，基督在像我们，什么意思呢？
We are like God and Christ is like us. What
does this mean? 我们是神的形象，基督成为与我们一样有我们的形象。
We have the image of God and Christ become like us to have our image.
基督是神的形象的形象。
And Christ becomes the image of the image of God.
他在整个神永恒中间的计划是我们形象的本体。
In the eternal plan of God, He is the original essence of our image.
在历史的过程中间成了我们形象的一个附体。
And in history itself, He becomes a sub-image to us.
成了一个副本了。
It becomes a copy.
亲自像我们一样有血肉的身体。
Because the Bible says He was like us with a physical body.
当基督来世界的时候，他披戴的是一个罪身的形状。
When he came to earth, he took on an image belonging to a sinful man.
他是存着个感恩的心，上帝，你曾经为我预备了一个身体。
But he was thankful for this body that God has created for him.
这就鼓励我们对身体的看法有个很所有的宗教不同的一种信仰和一种的观念。
He encourages us to have a completely different concept towards the body.
耶稣基督的身体中间怎样服侍人？
In his body, how Jesus served man.
耶稣基督在身体中间怎样成了赎罪祭？
In his body, how he became an atonement for us.
耶稣基督怎么样在身体的功用中间，最后为我们死在十字架上？
In his body, how he died for us on the cross.
这就告诉我们应当怎样带我们的身体，怎样用我们的身体，怎样使我们的身体 所以祭坛上面神所喜悦的祭品。All
this tells us how to use our body to be a living sacrifice pleasing to God.
当这些人了解归纳起来的时候,
when we understand and generalize all this understanding,
保罗就提到了两样的事情,
the apostle Paul said two things.
第一样是部分而论, 我们的肢体是献给义的。
From the physical body, Paul says our body is to be given to righteousness.
而从整体而论, 我们的身体就变成了活祭, 现在上帝的面前,
but from an overall perspective, our body is to be given to God as a living sacrifice.
当基督徒用这样的观念去认识他自己的身体的时候,
when a Christian has this sort of concept towards their body,
那你以后的日子就不一样了,
it will be different for you in
the days to come. The
way you treat your body,
你怎样用你的身体,
the way you use your body,
你这个身体终极的目的是什么, 你就清楚了。
You will understand what is the purpose for your physical body.
我知道我身上有很多的疾病,
I know that I have a lot of diseases in my body.
办法克服我的疾病，使我的疾病不拦阻我对神的侍奉。
But I try all sorts of methods to control them so that I can serve the Lord.
因为我知道这个身体是很重要。
Because I know that the physical body is important.
如果没有一个身体，我怎么会侍奉上帝呢？
Without a physical body, how can I serve God?
我不能说呢，我用 internet 就可以把上帝的道传开就够了。
I can't simply say that I will use the internet to preach the word.
无论我亲自来参加聚会，我亲自来这里讲到，那个关系是 internet 没有办法代替。
The internet cannot replace the physical presence that I have.
信息的内容 也许可以代替一些,
perhaps the contents can be replaced by the internet.
因为这些字句可以表达出来,
because these words can be expressed.
人的临在,
but the presence of the person,
身体中间的挣扎,
the struggle that is physical,
所给人感受的那个感动,
the moving that we feel,
那是人格与人格之间的沟通。
This is a communication between person to person.
绝对不是其他的科学的办法所能替代的。
This cannot be replaced by scientific methods.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这个观念就是从耶稣基督道成肉身而学来的。
This concept was learned from God incarnate.
耶稣基督不需要在，不是用在天上用他智慧的办法派天使来传信息就够了。
Jesus did not send angels and was in command from the heavens.
他是亲自到地上来,
he came himself to earth.
亲自成为血肉的身体,
he came himself to a physical body.
亲自住在人的中间,
he came to live among us.
亲自用人的语言,
he came to use our language.
亲自用人的生活,
our life.
来把天上的恩典同真理 丰丰富富彰显在历史时间的里面,
to manifest within history the glory of heavens.
所以约翰说我们亲手摸过他,
so the apostle John said we have felt and touched him.
我们亲眼见过他,
we have seen him with our own eyes.
我们亲耳听过他,
we have heard him with our own ears.
再把这个生命的道传给你们,
and then we preach his word of life.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
神在历史中间的临在,
the presence of God in history,
就是与基督教与所有的宗教绝对不同的本质的问题。
It's the absolute difference between Christianity and all other faiths.
基督在地上怎么用身体来侍奉神，就成为我们每个侍奉的人的榜样。
And the way Christ served God in his physical body becomes an example to all of us.
那这样的这个关系跟救拔天使又有什么关系？
Then what is the relationship between this and the saving of angels?
所以我们今天思想到他不救拔天使, 只救拔亚伯拉罕后裔，我们思想他不救拔天使，为什么？
We want to meditate upon the verse. For surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants.
我们曾经提到天使观看人蒙恩的时候，他心里非常的妒忌，他非常不明白，为什么神既然救拔比他更低的货物。
We have mentioned before how the angels are not satisfied that God would save human beings who are lower than them.
所以那不好的天使，他就做 败坏的工作，试探的工作，抵挡神旨意的工作。
And the evil angels therefore went into the work of the tempting and rebellion against God.
善良的天使不是如此。
But that is not the case for the good angels.
他就仔细查看。
The good angels were curious.
要详细明白。
They want to understand.
神竟然开恩给我们这些卑微的罪人。
Why would God have mercy on us pitiful sinners?
现在我们就来到一个很这个真正重要的一个题目了。
Here we come to a very important topic.
为什么上帝不拯救天使而拯救世界上的罪人？
Why would God not save the angels but the human beings?
有的人说因为人有神的形象, 天是没有神的形象，神对这个形象的尊重就使他成为救赎人的一个原因。
Some people have a hypothesis that it is because we have the image of God but angels do not.
这个看法对不对呢？
Is this correct?
我个人思想过这个问题，我认为我不能说天使没有上帝的形象。
I have thought about this and I think that I cannot say that the angels do not have the image of God.
虽然圣经没有清楚地说天使按照上帝的形象而被造，
Although the Bible does not clearly tells us that angels were created in the image of God.
我在自己思考圣经的中间，发现人有神形象的那些层次和那些的本质，天使都有。
But when I studied the Bible, I realized that the angels share with us many essence relating to the image of God.
人有永恒性吗？
Does man has eternity?
天使有。
The angels do.
人有自救自存性吗？
Do man have this self-consciousness?
天使有。
Angels do have.
人有智慧的理性吗？
Do we have reason and wisdom?
天使有。
The angels have.
人有自由吗？
Do we have freedom?
天使有。
The angels have them too.
人有意志吗？
Do we have the will?
天使有。
The angels have them.
人有感情吗？
Do we have emotions?
天使有。
The angels have them.
我们看见人性中间最尊贵的那些本质，天使几乎没有一样是没有的。
So the most honorable elements within humanity is shared with the angels.
所以我不能接受这个归纳，因为天使没有神的形象，所以上帝不救赎他。
So I cannot accept the hypothesis that because angels do not have the image of God, God will
not save them. 另外一个理由就是神是有主权的，所以他要拯救谁是他的自由。他要怜悯谁是他自己的选择，所以无人可以过分。
Another suggestion is that God is sovereign and He can save anyone He wants.
我们接受这个原则。
We do accept this.
因为上帝自己说，我要恩待谁就恩待谁，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
Because God Himself said that I will have mercy upon whom I have mercy.
但是这句话不应当成为我们停下来不再思考更深一层的原因和理由。
But we should not stop here and use this verse as the reason for stopping.
所以我们在思想为什么上帝不拯救天使，拯救世界上的人呢？
We ought to think about why God does not save the angels but the men on earth.
就我在思考中间，我归纳出几个重要的原因。
I have a few reasons to suggest.
我就把它抛砖引玉的提出来，让你们继续的思想下去。
I want to suggest this so that you can think about it further.
这里都不是圣经亲自提出来的。
All these do not have clear biblical reference.
但是我盼望我所讲的合乎全本圣经的总意，所以你们可以接受，可以不接受。
But I hope that it will be inconsistent with the old principle of the Bible. You may accept it or not.
第一样
，Firstly，
因为天使是在灵界里面直接这个纯粹受造的灵体。
The first reason is that angels are pure spiritual beings.
这样呢，我们与他不同的地方就是我们有个身体是物质的，他没有，他是纯粹的灵体。
The difference between us and the angels is that we have a physical body.
这个纯粹的灵体没有身体，所以在救赎的事情上就有不同的地方。
So there is a difference in the matter of salvation because they do not have physical bodies.
第二样
，Secondly，
天使是直接与神相对存在的这一个在灵界里面。直接相对的存在。
The angels have a direct existence in the spiritual realm with God.
在被造中间有相对性的，就是有神与他交通可能的那种受造物。
They are created being that has a relative existence with God.
我们看见物质不能与神有交通的可能。
The material world cannot have direct communication with God.
树木花草不能与神有交通的可能。
Like the trees and the flowers, they do not communicate with God directly.
甚至动物，他们都不能与神有交通的可能。
The animals do not communicate with God directly.
因为他们是受造之物，但是没有与神的相对性在他们里面。
They are created by God, but they do not have the essence of relativity with towards God.
所以没有一种动物可以有宗教性、有祷告、有向神祈求的那种意念。
That is why no other living beings have this idea of praying and looking towards God.
人与天使是不一样的。
But human beings are different from angels.
人有宗教性的可能，有道德性的责任，有永恒的追求。
We have the possibilities of faith, ethics, and the seeking for eternity.
因为人与神之间有相对存在的关系。
Because there is a relative existence between man and God.
天使也是如此。
It's the same for the angels.
天使被造在与神相对的存在里面。
Angels were created in this relative existence in front of God.
天使有与神相对的这种交通的可能。
And so they can communicate with God directly.
不同的地方在哪里呢？
What is the difference then?
天使与神相对存在的交通是在直接的状况中间，人是在间接的状况中间。
The communication of the angels towards God is direct in nature, but that of man is indirect in nature.
天使在永恒中间直接面对神。
The angels face God in eternity directly.
人不是如此。
Not the case for man.
人是在间接的状况中间。
We are in an indirect situation.
这是第二样。
This is the second point.
第三样。
The third point.
天使是直接在永恒状态中间的。
The angels themselves are in eternity itself.
所以他是直接在永恒状态中间。
So right now they are already in eternity.
所以呢，他从来没有在暂时的死态中间的可能性。
They have never been in a temporal world.
神在永恒界里面。
God is living in eternity.
天使被造在永恒界里面。
And the angels were created in eternity.
那么天使的永恒跟神的永恒不同在哪里呢？
What is the difference between the eternity of the angels and that of God?
神的永恒是绝对至纯的永恒。
The eternity of God is that of the absolute eternity.
又是创造其他永恒的本源的永恒。
He is the source of all eternities.
天使的永恒是被造而存的永恒。
But the eternity of angels came about because of creation.
所以神的永恒是没有开始没有结束的永恒。
The eternity of God has no beginning and no end.
是自由拥有的永恒。
It is a self-existing eternity.
是自我本源的永恒。
It is the self-existing
eternity. 天使的永恒是因受造被赋予永恒性而有的永恒。
The angels received the eternity from God.
天使的永恒是有始无终的永恒。
Their eternity has a beginning but no end.
你说人的永恒也是这样吗？
Is this the case for human beings? Yes.
我们的永恒也是被赋予的。
The same way we receive our eternity.
我们的永恒性是被造的。
Our eternity has been created.
我们的永恒性不是自我本来存有的永恒性。
Our eternity was not self-existing.
所以我们的永恒性是有始无终的永恒。
Our eternity therefore has a beginning but no end.
天使的永恒是一样的。
It's the same as the angels.
不过天使的永恒跟我们的永恒又不同在哪里呢？
What else is different between the angels and
men? 天使永恒在永恒里面。
They have eternity in eternity.
被造的永恒里面。
They are in eternity that has been created.
从来没有在暂时界中间过。
They have never lived in the temporal world.
与我们是不一样。
They are different from us.
第四样。
The fourth area.
天使犯罪的时候，直接从他的私欲里面抵挡神。
When angels sin, they sin directly from their selfish desire.
天使用自由的时候。
When they use their freedom.
他是用原本的本能的这个能力去把他的私欲把它发泄出来。
They sin because they use their most original selfishness.
这样天使之犯罪，没有别的媒介，也没有别的试探的这一个课题在他之外。
When the angels sin, there is no other medium involved.
而人不是如此。
But that's not the case for men.
所以当天使犯罪的时候
，So when angels sin,
他们自己犯罪。
They sin by themselves.
那么这一段呢，这个圣经有没有讲过这句话呢
？Does the Bible say anything relating to this?
有
，Yes.
这就在约翰福音第八章四十四节所提到的。
John chapter 8 verse 44.
耶稣基督说，魔鬼他犯罪是出于他自己。
Jesus Christ said that Satan sinned all because of himself.
这句话又成为这个改教时期很重要的一种神学的争辩。
This becomes a very important topic of debate in the Reformation.
因为当基督教对神的形象、对罪的本源的解释与天主教产生不同的看法的时候
，Because when the Protestants have a different understanding towards sin and towards the source of sin,
天主教徒就产生了一种对基督教的诬告。
The Roman Catholics have a different accusation towards the Protestant.
改教家的这些的精神会导致基督教把上帝当作罪的源头的这种必然的逻辑的结果。
They say that logically the reformists will blame God as the source of sin.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神直接创造了撒旦。
Because God created Satan directly.
像神就是恶意的根源。
And so God is the source of evil.
神就变成罪恶的创始者。
And he became the creator of evil.
这个的诬告是太大了。
This is a great accusation.
这等于说呢，整个基督教的信仰的终极就是把神当作罪的源头了。
It means that the end of Christianity itself is the blaming of God as the source of sin.
那么圣经告诉你们的善行不可以给人毁谤。
The Bible says that you ought not to have people misalign you.
神学论调达到这样可怕的结局的时候，
when the theological debate come to such a frightening experience,
这就不是很好玩的事情。
This is not something to play around with.
马丁路德在奥斯堡宣言里面，奥斯堡信条里面就提到这件事情。
And Martin Luther said in the confession then,
上帝绝对不是恶的源头。
God surely is not the source of evil.
上帝也不是恶者的创造者。
He is also not the creator of the evil one.
上帝更不是恶的设计者。
And he is not the executioner of evil.
那么这样我们用这边解释恶的源头的问题。
How do we explain the source of evil?
我们只能说神神是恶的许可者。
We can only say that God allow evil to exist.
上帝许可自由。
He allows freedom.
上帝创造自由。
He created freedom.
上帝许可罪恶的存在。
He allows the existence of sin.
上帝许可被造者误用他的自由。
He allows the created being to misuse their
freedom. 甚至连反对上帝的能力也是神所给予的。
Including the ability to oppose him.
上帝给人自由。
God gave us freedom.
上帝给人反对神的自由。
He gave us a freedom to oppose him.
给人反对神的可能。
To give us a possibility of
opposing him. 上帝给人反对神的能力。
And also the power to oppose him.
虽然如此，还不能说神是罪的创造者。
Even all this, we cannot say that God created sin.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶稣基督用这一节的圣经，就把真正的自由给我们讲解出来了。
And Jesus Christ used this verse to show us true freedom.
他说谎是出于他自己。
He lies because of himself.
他犯罪是原本于他自己。
He sinned because of himself.
所以这样的撒旦就成为一个不能被拯救者。
And so Satan cannot be saved.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他没有受试探的一个课题。
Because he was never tempted.
这是很重要的事情。
This is a very important idea.
所以你把这些的思想跟人有身体有什么关系关联起来的时候，
When you think about this in relation to our body,
你知道的人是很尊贵的。
Then you know that human being is with honor.
因为神把人造成一个有灵魂捆锁在好像的身体中间没有自由的这个状况中间。
Because God created man with a spirit trapped in the body.
但是身体并不是我们的捆绑。
But the body is not our trap.
因为如果你真明白神的旨意，你知道身体是神特别的安排。
Because if you truly understand the will of God, you will know that the body is a special plan of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你们这四肢的中间呢？
Within your four limbs,
跟你的身体躯干中间的界限点有一些重要的这一个观念，就是功用，是不会容易进到你心脏，你去攻你的本体。
There is a special physical arrangement between your limbs and your torso, so that the poison will not come into your body.
所以如果当毒进到血液中间，差不多攻到心脏，那个机关就会把它关紧起来，使那个自由不能随便进来。
And the body has self-defense system to block poison from coming into the heart.
所以神在这些创造的智慧中间，给我们看见他有奇妙的安排。
In all this, we see the great planning of God in His wisdom.
许多时候我们认为绝对的自由就是我最大的福气。
Sometimes we think that absolute freedom is what we want.
其实刚好相反。
But it's the direct opposite.
当神给你一些限制的时候，
when God gives you some restriction,
安排一些困难的事情来拦住你的自由的时候，
when God gives you some constraint towards your freedom,
不是拦住，是保护。
It is not a constraint, but a protection.
那个安排是神的美意。
And this is the good will of God.
所以我把这个观念扩张到整个身体的存在，就是神的美意。
And when we think about this, the entire body therefore comes from the will of God.
神造天使跟造人不一样。
God created angels different from men.
天使没有身体。
The angels do not have a physical body.
人有身体。
The human being does.
因为天使没有身体。
Because they do not have a body.
所以他是纯粹的灵体。
They are pure spiritual beings.
因为我们的身体。
Because we have a body.
所以我们是灵与肉身结合的混合体。
We are a combination of the spirit and the body.
所以这样的纯的灵体没有救赎的可能，混合体有救赎的可能。
The pure spirit does not have the opportunity for salvation, but the combination it does.
天使一生，这个相对的存在中间是一个直接的关系。
The existence of angels in front of God is direct.
我们的神有相对的存在，这个关系呢是一个间接的关系。
But our relative existence towards God is indirect.
因为我们看不见上帝。
Because we cannot see God.
因为我们看不见上帝，我们才需要信上帝。
Because we cannot see him, that is why we need to believe in him.
看见而信呢，没有什么价值。
There is no value in believing when you see.
严格说，看见而信呢，这就不等于是信。
Strictly speaking, if you believe when you see, it is not faith.
我们肉身既然把我们限制，使我们不能直接看见上帝。
Since we have a limitation in the physical body that we cannot see God.
我们在不能看见上帝的肉身限制中间，却看见神的作为，这就是信心的跳跃。
But within our physical body, we can see God at work. This is the leap of faith.
如果你从这个观念在看圣经的时候，
if you have this concept and when you read the Bible,
许多的圣经界的意义就浮现出来。
You can immediately see some of the hidden meanings in the Bible.
比如说保罗对我们怎么讲呢？
For example, the apostle.
我们不是凭着眼见，是凭着信心行事。
We do not move because we see it, but by faith.
耶稣怎么讲呢？
What did Jesus say?
那看见我才信的人。比起那些没有看见信的人，那些没有看见就信的人是更有福气的。
Blessed be, are the people who do not who believe before even seeing me.
耶稣基督又对法利赛人说：“因为你们看见，所以你们罪还在。如果你们眼睛瞎了，你离了那个眼睛看见了，那你就真正光明了，你们就脱离你的罪了。”
Jesus said to the Pharisees, because you see, therefore the sin is confirmed. But if you believe without seeing, then your sin is forgiven.
保罗说，我们所顾念的不是看得见的，乃是顾念所看不见的。
Paul says that we bear in our mind not that which we can see, but that which we cannot see.
因为所看得见的是暂时的，所看不见的是永远的。
Because that which we can see is temporal, that which we cannot see is eternal.
如果我们把那极重无比、将来永远的荣耀，跟现在至今至善的痛苦一比的时候，我们看这些都不足介意。
And we know that we cannot compare the present suffering with the eternal glory that we are to receive.
你把这些的圣经再好好聚焦、好好思想的时候，
when you rethink about all these Bible verses,
其实你都在延伸的告诉我们，我们有一个肉身的身体，原是要我们过一个信仰的生活。
The extension all tells us that to have a physical body means that we ought to live a life of faith.
保罗说，我的肉身活着是因信上帝的儿子而活着。
And that's why the Apostle Paul says that I live because of Christ.
就在这个肉身之间受过的限制成了我的祝福，我因为有这个肉体，我可以信神，我的肉身中间信上帝而活。
And I'm blessed because I have a physical body and I can live in faith in my physical body.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以我们在肉身暂时中间，天使的灵体永恒之中。
We are living in a physical temporal body, but the angels are in eternity.
不但如此，
Not only that,
我们刚才提到的第四点，
other than the first,
我们的肉身中间受试探。
We are tempted in the physical body.
而撒旦的灵体里面没有试探，直接反抗上帝。
Whereas angels oppose God immediately without temptation.
所以神就不救拔天使，他救拔我们亚伯兰的后代。
And so God does not save the angels but the descendants of Abraham.
我们怎么了解最后这一点呢？
How can we understand this?
因为他顾念我们的本体不过是尘土。
Because he remembered that we are but made of dust.
就这样简单。
It's so simple.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当你有试探来的时候，
when you have temptation coming,
你不要怪上帝。
Do not blame God.
你不要消极。
Do not be depressed.
为什么有这么多的试探？
Why do I have so much temptation?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
因为你受试探而犯罪，就比你没有试探而犯罪更有资格蒙上帝的怜悯了。
You can receive God's mercy because you are tempted in your body. That's better than not being tempted.
你说的我犯罪为什么？
Why do I sin?
因为有试探我的。
We say because there's a tempter.
那么撒旦可以不是上帝？我犯罪因为我有试探我的。
And Satan said the same to God.
没有。
No.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他本身就是罪的源头。
Because Satan is the source of
sin. 本身误用了自由。
The Satan misused
freedom. 本身抵挡了上帝。
Satan opposed God.
所以没有试探他。
There is no tempter of Satan.
人受魔鬼的试探，魔鬼并没有受魔鬼的魔鬼试探。
But man is tempted by Satan. Satan is not tempted by Satan. Satan.
所以感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们在试探中间的时候，
when we are in the midst of temptation,
神顾念我们的本体不过是尘土。
The Lord remember that we are but made of dust.
所以他为我们预备了救恩.
So he prepared salvation for us.
现在你已经看清楚了这个重要的题目，为什么他不救把天子，只救亚伯兰的后代？
Now you see clearly this important topic why he does not save the angels.
我们有个身体,
we have a physical body.
身体中间的许多的苦难,
we have lots of suffering in the body.
身体中间的许多的试探,
we have a lot of temptation in the body.
身体中间的许多的限制,
a lot of restriction in the body.
这都是神特别的安排,
but all these are specially planned by God so that we can receive His grace, that we can live a life of faith. In our constraint, we can rely on His great power. When we can live in the life where we cannot see, we can have faith in Him surpassing our limitations. These are the great grace of God. Thanks be to Him.
我盼望我也相信, 你今天听了这些话以后, 你有对你的身体的看法就不一样了。
I hope that after these messages, you have a different concept towards your body.
今天回去, 你还没有睡觉换睡衣以前, 你看看镜子, 感谢主, 有这个身体,
before you sleep, look in the mirror and give thanks for your body.
天使就最羡慕的就是你有身体,
the angels will be envious towards you.
从林语堂的看法来说,
from this 林语堂, he said, I'm willing to be human being.
你的天使在我旁边, 看看我吃蟹膏, 那么好吃, 他也想吃, 没有石头。
The angels will be looking at me eating ice cream, but the angels cannot eat it.
所以林语堂的天使妒忌人有身体的观念，不是神学性的，是想吃 ice cream 的。
So 林语堂's idea of angels got nothing to do with theology, but got to do with ice cream.
我们今天这一群人思想的更深入的事情了。
We have deeper understanding of this today.
天使很羡慕人。
The angels are envious.
人有一个身体。
Because man has a body.
人在暂时之中。
Man is in power.
人不能看见。
Man cannot see.
在暂时之中一定要解决罪的问题。
And so we have to solve the problem of sin in the temporal world.
现在我们做一个总结论。
Let's give a summary.
罪的问题可能在永恒中，可能在暂时中。
The problem of sin exists in eternity or in the temporal world.
犯在永恒中间犯了罪，就在永恒中间负责任。
Sins that are committed in eternity must be paid for in eternity.
犯在暂时中间犯了罪，在暂时中间要解决清楚。
The sins that have been committed in the temporal world will be solved in the temporal world.
如果你在暂时界中间犯了罪，却不在暂时界中间解决罪的问题，你把罪带到永恒界，你就没有办法再处理了。
If you do not solve the problem of sin while you are in the temporal world and you bring it into eternity, you will not be able to solve it.
这就牵扯到另外一个问题，我们死了以后还没有听福音的可能呢。
This raises another question. Will we ever listen to the gospel after we die?
死了以后还有悔改的可能?
Can we still repent after we die?
死了以后还有没有得救的可能?
Can we still be saved after we die?
我从全本圣经的总原则告诉你, 没有可能。
From the entire general principle of the Bible, I will tell you no.
一个人死了以后就没有再得救的可能了。
After you die, there is no more opportunity for
salvation. 一个人死了以后没有再听福音机会的可能。
After you die, there will be no opportunity to listen to the gospel.
因为你已经把这个暂时的责任已经完全脱卸掉了。然后你进到永恒中间的时候，你就没有在暂时中间得着赦罪的可能。
Because you have entered into eternity and the possibility of forgiveness in the temporal world is gone.
这样的认识使我们对时间的了解就更严肃、更神圣的反应了。
With that understanding, we have a more sanctified and more solemn response towards God.
趁着白日你要做工。
We ought to work hard when the day is here.
趁着你还有肉身你要做工。
When you have a physical body, you need to work hard.
趁着你的身体的功用存在的时候，你要荣耀上帝。
When your body can still function, you ought to give glory to God.
你能在这个短暂的身体的过程中间做多少永恒的工作，那就是你真正的智慧。
The true wisdom is for you to work towards eternity in your temporal state.
你能在一次去又不回头的路程中间，有多少的步骤是行在神旨意里面，那就是你最大的价值。
The biggest value you have in life is in this journey of life. How much have you worked to the Lord for the Lord in this unreturning journey?
神给我们的身体。
The Lord gave us a physical body.
神给我们时间,
God gave us His time.
许多人不把身体当作活祭献给上帝。
But many of us do not give our body as a living sacrifice.
许多人不把时间当作赢取永恒价值的本钱。
We do not treat our time as the resource for us to win eternity.
何等可惜的事情。
And it is regretful.
我们的主耶稣在地上只有33年半。
Our Lord Jesus was on earth for 33 and a half years.
33年半里面成全了神在永恒中间所定的旨意。
But within these 33 years, he finished what God has planned in eternity.
宋博士在世界上活不到44年的时间。
Dr. John Song did not live beyond 44 years.
他只有15年的时间侍奉上帝。
In 15 years, he served God.
在15年中间，他抢救了千千万万的灵魂，把他们带到永恒里面去。
Within 15 years, he saved thousands upon thousands of souls into eternity.
这就是他的智慧。
This is his wisdom.
这就是他的价值。
This is his value.
这就是他在神面前领受的福分。
This is the blessing he received in front of God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他懂得身体的短暂和永恒价值之间的关系。
Because he knew of the relationship between the temporal body and eternity.
我不知道我们从小听到有没有听到今天最后这几句话这样的重要。
I do not know whether you've even listened to such important message.In your life.
我们要在短暂的时间中间做成永恒不可被磨灭的事工。
Within such a short temporal world, we ought to work towards eternity.
当我们做完这些事工之后，
when we finish this work,
我们的主啊，愿你建立我手所做的工作。
We say, O Lord, establish what my hand has done.
我手所做的工作，愿你建立。
Whatever I've done with my hands, please.
我愿意为什么要神来建立呢？
Why would God come and establish this?
因为我手所做的是暂时的工。
Because whatever I've done is temporal.
但你的建立是永恒的价值。
But your establishment is eternal.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你了解这些原则的时候，
when you understand these principles,
你年老的时候会像保罗一样的讲。
When you are old, you will speak like
Paul. 当跑的路我已经跑完了。
I have finished my journey.
应当打的仗我已经打完了。
I have finished my war.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
他可是如今我把我的身体，我把的生命交奠在祭坛的上面。
And now I give my life and my body upon the altar.
这是何等伟大的感觉。
And this is a great understanding.
何等神圣的觉悟。
A holy understanding.
暂时中间成全神永恒的计划。
In temporal world, we will accomplish the eternal will of God.
我们已经讲了关于这个身体与我们蒙救赎之间的关联是什么。
We already talk about how the relationship between our body and salvation.
现在我要与大家再读第十七、十八节。
We want to look at verse 17 and 18.
所以他在凡事上与他的弟兄相同。我要在上帝的事上成为慈悲忠心的大祭司，为百姓献上挽回祭。第十七节，一同来读，一、二、三。所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，我要在上帝的事情上成为慈悲忠心的大祭司，为百姓献上挽回祭。那请你注意这个该字什么意思？
What does the word must it had to be?
为什么耶稣基督该与他的弟兄一同这个有相同的事情？
Why did verse 17 say for this reason he had to be made with his brothers? Why?
这个浸信会的神学家 August Hopkins Strong,
a Baptist theologian August Hopkins said,
在他的这个系统神学的赎罪论里面，
in his systematic theology he said,
他提到好像耶稣基督有责任宣道人的罪的权柄的里面，
he said that Jesus Christ seemed to have the responsibility to come among us,
所以他应该来拯救我们，
so he must come to save us.
我们是很不赞同这样的说法。
We do not agree with this.
这里这个该字你要怎么去解释？我要你们更深一层自己去思想。
We need to think about this. What does it mean when he said he had to be
made? 是不是耶稣有责任呢？
Does it mean that Jesus has a responsibility?
是不是应该来救我们呢？
Is that he must do this?
当然不是。
Of course not.
如果是有责任的话，就没有明白什么叫完全是恩典的意义了。
If there is a responsibility on Jesus' part, there is no grace.
耶稣基督凡事与我们相同。
He was alike like us.
请你注意这里的相同，凡事相同。
Here the Bible says he's made like his brother in every way.
为要成全上帝的一件事。
In order that he might accomplish something for God.
凡事与我们相同。
He was made like his brothers in every way.
使他可以在上帝的事情上成为我们慈悲忠信的大祭司。
In verse 17, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God.
所以基督成为大祭司的这个字现在开始展现出来了。
And here the extension of the concept of Christ as the high priest starts.
有接下来你在希伯来书里面会再看见，再一次出现大祭司，大祭司， 基督是荣耀的大祭司，基督是升上高天的大祭司，这些名词在一次一次的再出现出来了。
And from this point onwards, the word high priest relation to Christ will appear all the time.
祭司做什么工作？
What would a priest do?
祭司的地位是在神的生命与人的死亡的中间。
The priest stands in between the life of God and the death of man.
基督成为大祭司，他的神的圣洁与人的罪恶的中间。
Jesus stands between the holiness of God and the sin of man.
所以祭司就是个中保性的身份。
A priest is a mediator.
祭司在神与人中间成为中保。
And Jesus became the mediator between God and man.
耶稣基督成为慈悲忠信的大祭司。
He was a merciful and a faithful high priest.
耶稣基督是慈悲的祭司，什么意思？
What does it mean for him to be merciful?
他凭着神的爱、神的怜悯来到人的中间。
It means that he came to be with us because of the love and mercy of God.
在全本圣经里面，我们看见基督的怜悯、基督的慈悲是一而再、再而三的显现出来。
We see clearly the mercy and compassion of Jesus Christ throughout the Bible.
在四福音里面常常耶稣基督就怜悯他们。
In the Gospel, it says Jesus had compassion on them.
怜悯他们。
He had compassion on them.
他就动了慈心。
And he had compassion in his heart.
这个是不是像佛教所讲的悲天悯人的那种心情？
Is it the same kind of feeling as in Buddhism?
耶稣基督不但有悲天悯人的这个伟大的心情。
Not only was Jesus a, had great compassion,
他更有佛教所没有提到的拯救的能力。
He had this great power of salvation that's lacking in Buddhism.
佛教所提到的悲天悯人的那种心情是伟大的一种心态，伟大的一种心智。
The Buddhism talk about compassion that reaches the heavens and the earth. It is a great thought.
那这种心智的源头在哪里？
But what is the source of such thought?
从来没有交代。
They never tell us.
这心智的果效是什么呢？
What is the purpose of such
thought? 从来与救赎没有关系。
There is no meaning to salvation.
耶稣基督不但动了慈心。
Not only was Jesus compassionate.
不但怜悯他们。
Not only was he merciful.
耶稣基督还亲自成为挽回祭的拯救他们。
He became the atonement himself to save us.
所以四福音里面讲耶稣动了慈心，耶稣怜悯他们，一共有十次。
The Bible talks about Jesus having compassion for more than 10 times.
有十次提到他动了慈心。
For more than 10 times, they talk about compassion.
他爱他们。
He loved them.
他动了慈心。
He was compassionate.
怜悯他们。
He had mercy.
他顾念他们。
He talked about them.
看他们如同羊没有牧人一样的流离失所。
Like sheep and harris without a shepherd.
这个 compassion 是很重要的。
This is very important to have compassion.
人与人之间的中间最伟大的感受就是真正的同情。
The greatest emotion between men would be the real compassion.
The compassion 什么意思呢？
What does compassion mean?
就是 com 加上 passion.
It's the word com and passion.
Passion 是什么呢？
What is passion?
就是感情，情操。
Passion is emotions and
compassion 什么意思呢？
What does compassion mean?
同样的感受，同样的情操。
It means to have the same feeling and passion.
所以当你安慰人的时候，
When you comfort another person,
千万不要以为用你的言语、你的文学可以帮助人。
Do not think that by being articulate you can help a person.
一个人在苦难中间，你越讲他越讨厌你。
When a person is in suffering, the more you talk, the more the person will resent.
你讲的事情越厉害越多，他感到你口才很好，根本与他没有关系。
The more articulate you are, they think that you are talking about something else.
所以许多时候人受苦的时候，
so when we are suffering,
所需要的就是你的同在。
What people need is your presence.
你的同样的感受。
Your same feeling.
当他心灵的深处感到你所感受的与他是一样的时候，你一句话不讲的时候，此时无声胜有声。
When they understand that you understand what they have and they have empathy, you don't have to say a word.
这是人与人之间最伟大的一种心灵的感应。
This is the greatest sharing of the heart of
humanity. 这是人与人之间最神圣的友情。
This is the most sacred friendship between men.
当约伯受苦的时候，
When Job was suffering,
他的三个朋友到他的身边来，他们坐在他的旁边，七天七夜一句话都不讲话。
His three friends came and sat beside him for 7 days and 9 without uttering a word.
我相信那七天七夜是人类历史中间最伟大的朋友们所献上的最高尚的友情。
I think that this is the greatest example of friendship in human history.
可惜 第八天就受不了了。
But then they could not take it by the eighth day.
个个都这里长嘴婆来骂他。
And everybody started scolding him.
耶稣基督不是以同情做结束。
Jesus did not end with compassion.
耶稣以救赎做他的终极的目标。
His end goal was salvation.
所以这里给我们看见他慈悲忠信的同情人不是。慈悲忠信的什么？大什么？祭司。
The Bible says he was not a merciful and faithful man, but merciful and faithful high priest.
献什么？
What would the high priest give?
献祭。
He would give sacrifice.
耶稣基督做了慈悲忠心的大祭司。
Jesus became merciful and faithful high priest.
为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
So that he might make atonement for the sins of the people.
所以你请你注意，希伯来书到第二章结束的时候，这些重要的词句一个一个表现出来了。
At the end of chapter 2, all these important verses come out.
他的慈悲的主。
Merciful Lord.
他是忠信的主。
He's a faithful Lord.
慈悲为什么需要加上忠信呢？
Why is merciful joined together with faithfulness?
因为他的信实。
Because of his faithfulness,
他的诚信真实
he is faithful,
是表示他所立的约一定会达到果效的。
It means that his covenant will surely come true.
全本圣经是把约的重要性提到很高的地步。
The entire Bible tells us the importance of the covenant.
在古代的社会中间，约是人社会人与人之间的关系最重要的一个事件。
In ancient societies, the covenant is the most important thing.
只有凭着约。你可以向前面过你的生活。
Because of the covenant, you can live your life in faith.
又是一个保证。
Because the covenant is a guarantee.
又是一个应许。
It is a promise.
又是你向前走的人生的一个把握。
It is the thing you hold on to as you move forward.
所以立约是很重要的事情。
The covenant is an important thing.
神把自己称为立约的神。
And the Lord is a God of covenant.
上帝是耶和华。
He is Jehovah God.
是立约的上帝。
He is a God of covenant.
基督教的圣经是立约，是记录下来的启示的圣经。
And the Bible is a revealed covenant.
所以圣经称为新旧约全书。
That is why we have the Old and the New Testament.
神是一人立约的上帝。
Because God is a God of covenant.
而神一人立约的时候，他的根据是什么呢？
On what basis we have covenant with men?
我们对神的约的相信的根基又是什么呢？
Upon what foundation do we believe in his covenant?
就是神永不改变的本性。
And that is his faithfulness.
神诚信真实的本性。
That he is a faithful God all the way to the end.
所以这位从来不改变没有转动的婴儿，以他诚信真实的本性，以我们立的约，就是我们的前面的道路是有盼望，我们可以靠着他的约而前行。
Because of his faithfulness and his unchanging way, we can trust in his covenant for the days ahead of us.
我们基督成为大祭司，他的这个资格是什么呢？
From what qualification did Christ have to be our high priest?
他这个祭司的救赎，他是凭着什么呢？
With what does Jesus deserve to be our salvation?
单单凭着他的慈悲吗？
Is it just because he's compassionate?
不是。
No.
单单慈悲不够。
It is not enough to be compassionate.
凭着他的忠信。
And because of his faithfulness.
基督就是那真正诚诚实实、从头至尾没有改变、贯彻始终所有的本体。
And he is the essence of the covenant itself from the beginning to the end without any possibility of changes.
他名为诚信真实。
And he is faithful.
他名为阿门的。
He is the Amen.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
实实在在的。
It means he's true.
当基督到世界上来的时候，
When Christ came to the world,
他实实在在对人说话。
He spoke to us truly.
今天早上我说，当人问我，这个 Gustav 就是瓦西德会做总统吗？
This morning, I said when people ask me if Gustav will become the president.
一个曾经中风两次的人会总统吗？
And this person who had stroke twice, will he be the president?
一个眼睛看不清楚的会做总统吗？
This person who cannot see well, can he be the president?
他不但会总统，他会做比所有过去三个总统更好的总统。
I said that not only will he become the president, he will become a better president than all the previous three presidents.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他里面有一个敬畏上帝的心。
Because he has a heart that fears God.
神在他心里。百姓在他心里啊，实实在在要做一番的事。虽然他做得好不好，另外一件事，从心智来说，他可以做一个好的总统。
His heart, God is in his heart and the people is in his heart, although he may not have accomplished a lot, but his attitude is correct. But no one is like Jesus Christ. It's not like he had a heart of
compassion,
or that he's willing to have covenant with us. But he is the covenant itself. He himself is the Amen. He is the essence that doesn't change in eternity. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So when he becomes our high priest, he came to be a merciful high priest. And he became a high priest with faithfulness. He became the high priest between us and God in his nature of merciful, being merciful and compassionate. He was like us in every way. So that in service to God, he will become our high priest. Not only that, the Bible tells us, he gave of himself as an atonement for sins. Who are the people? What does the people mean? That is his people. All these people who were made like him become his people.
天使对又是说, 你把玛利亚取过来, 你要把他起名叫做耶稣, 因为他要将自己的百姓,
the angel said to Joseph, you ought to marry Mary because she's going to have a son. You ought to name him Jesus because he's going to deliver his people from sin. His people. This is the fulfillment of God's promise. I am going to be your father, you are going to be my people. I'm going to be your God and you are going to be my people. The priest ought to have the people in his mind and not himself. And the priest lived for the people. And he prayed to God for the people. In front of God, he represents the people. But in front of man, he represents God. Then the priest can fulfill this position of a mediator. Jesus becomes the high priest that's merciful and faithful. And he gave of atonement for the people. Again, this great terms of salvation comes about. What does atonement mean? It means that which stops God's wrath. Is the sacrifice that stops God's wrath from coming towards us so that we can have salvation.
Propitiation.
It's propitiation.
挽回祭,
it is an atonement. It stops the wrath of God. This sacrifice will stop him so that his grace will be upon us. There are only two possibilities in front of God. First, because of his righteousness, we receive the punishment from him.
Second,
because of his mercy, we receive his grace.
这两样怎么可能转变呢?
How can these two turn about? It comes about because of atonement.
如果没有挽回祭,
without the atonement,
那我们只应当受审判,受刑罚,受神的愤怒和公义的制裁。
We ought to be judged, we ought to receive the wrath of God and punishment.
因为有了挽回祭,
but because of the atonement,
神的愤怒止住了。
So God's wrath has been stopped. His judgment was stopped. His righteousness is fulfilled. What has turned around? In the result, God gave us his grace. He forgave us. And gave us his salvation. And gave us harmony. And this atonement came from Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God. Not only did he become a high priest, merciful high priest.
基督不但成为忠心的祭司
and faithful high priest.
他成为忠心的大祭司
he became the faithful high priest.
他不但成为慈悲忠心的大祭司
not only was he merciful and faithful.
他把自己当作祭品
he gave of himself as a sacrifice.
自己将自己献祭给上帝
he gave himself up as an atonement.
止住了神的愤怒
And stopped the wrath of God.
带来了神的恩典
And he brought the grace of God.
这个挽回祭司神的怒气不临到我们的身上
The atonement stopped the wrath of God.
他能把神的恩典临到我们的身上
And then replace it with the grace.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
这些都讲完了以后
After saying all this.
希伯来书第二章最后一句话是很美丽的
The last verse is most beautiful.
这里说什么呢
What did the Bible say?
因为他曾经受试探
Because he himself suffered when he
was tempted. 他救我们这些凡受试探
He's able to help those who are being tempted.
我们大家一同来读第十八节好不好
Let's read it together.
一二三他自己既然被试探的受苦就能搭救被试探的人那你看见他不搭救天使他不救吧天使但是他搭救我们
You see he does not save the angels but he saved us
怎么样呢
How?
因为他也曾经受过试探
Because he himself was tempted
所以从来没有人比耶稣更了解你
Not a person will understand you more than Jesus Christ.
从来没有人比耶稣更经历过你可能经历的一切一切人生的痛苦。
Not a single person will have gone through this all sorts of suffering in life than Jesus Christ.
从来没有人比耶稣更明白你受的试探是何等的痛苦。
Not a single person will understand the temptation and the suffering that you've gone through than Jesus Christ.
因为他自己受试探而受苦。
Because he suffered and was tempted.
他能搭救。凡受试探
And so he's able to save those who are being tempted.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
我们有这样的主
A Lord like that.
我这样的大祭司
A high priest like that.
献这样的祭
Who has given such an atonement for us.
这样的了解我们
Who understands us.
我们害怕什么
Why should we be afraid of?
让我们的心转向他
Let our heart be turned towards him.
让我们的手抓住他
Let our hands grab hold of him.
我们的眼喜悦他的道路
Let our eyes be pleasing to him.
让我们的脚步跟随他
Let our footsteps follow him.
愿上帝赐福我们
May the Lord bless us all.
我们大家站起来
Let us stand up and pray.